We are on the book of Proverbs tonight. The book of Proverbs is only about 31 chapters. And it's one of the most interesting books as far as practical life is concerned. In fact, the book of Proverbs speaks much regarding our life here on earth and give very practical, succinct advice as to how we are to conduct our lives on this earth. The book of Proverbs is primarily written by King Solomon, and the final few chapters are taken and compiled by Hezekiah from various men in his time, and we can attribute almost the entire book to King Solomon. And in all his wisdom, God has given him a special wisdom to understand the affairs of this life. And he speaks on many things. And if you are studying the book of Proverbs, one very good approach is to study topically. And for example, if you are studying about wisdom in Proverbs, then you take every verse on wisdom and you put them all together, you will see a general flow. It will define wisdom, what wisdom does, what happens without it, and all the aspects of what wisdom brings. Or if you want to study prosperity, then you take those verses on prosperity and put them all together, and you recognize that it's a very balanced statement in those areas. It's one of those books that are rich in topical studies. And that's one approach. However, in a book-by-book study, we will not be able to take the topical approach. Because our purpose and our task is to give you what we call a skeleton outline. A major outline by which you could launch forth as a platform to study further those books in your devotional time. We are more or less introducing the book to you, just as we did in the book of Psalms. The book of Proverbs, as you read it, you will notice that it divides itself very naturally into three major sections. Proverbs chapter 1 to chapter 9 speak primarily about wisdom. And wisdom is personified as crying out in the streets and as if it's a person talking at different times in the Proverbs. So Proverbs chapter 1 to chapter 9 is one section by itself. And then Proverbs chapter 10, right on to Proverbs chapter 24, the middle section, which is the longest section, is a whole section by itself. Then the final section begins in chapter 25. All the three sections begin with the words, these are the words or sayings of King Solomon. And so they naturally divide themselves into three sections. The last section is from chapter 25, right on to the end in chapter 31. As you study this interesting book, in fact, there are exactly 31 chapters, and you could do it as your devotional every month, except in a month where there are 28 days, read the last three chapters together. And it seems that one of the things that kept Billy Graham in his biography, or it must be his tape of biography, I heard it somewhere, where he mentioned one of the things that kept him moral, upright, and a man of integrity throughout his entire ministry up to today is because every day he read one chapter of the book of Proverbs. I think that's good advice for us young ministers to understand that in this book is advice that will keep us until our time is ready to go home to be with the Lord. And a lot of ministers, if they will only take heed to the advice given in this book, they will be able to live a rich, fruitful life in God, full of the grace of God and full of blessings to pour out to the body of Christ. So this is an important book as far as this life is concerned. And it's a good book for businessmen to read because once you start from the second section in chapter 10, almost in every verse from chapter 10 onwards, of course we realize that chapter 4 and chapter 5, there are also prosperity involved. But from chapter 10 onwards, every chapter has a verse that talks about prosperity and wealth. In fact, if you want to be really scrutinizing the scriptures, you could find a verse on prosperity in every chapter of this book. So it's also a good book for most of you businessmen to read a chapter a day. Perhaps read it during your lunch hour. You notice that they are very short, they're not very long chapters. And they are very catchy phrases too, easy to remember. If you read this, it will keep you morally upright, a person of integrity, and preserve your life from sin and from temptation. And this is a very good book, and it will be something that gives you the extra motivation to live an upright and righteous life. So that you could be like Joseph in the book of Genesis, who kept himself righteous throughout all circumstances. So this is a good book that we recommend to you, that you could take it together with your lunch break with your wantang mee or your chap fan. So you can take it along, your lunch reading. Now for morning devotions, you do your normal devotions of your 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 chapters a day. And you do that your normal one. But here is your tidbits that you could do, the book of Proverbs, for the reason that there's a lot of advice that we could take heed from this book. And I believe one reason why Billy Graham kept himself clean throughout his life and ministry is because of the impact that this book has on his life, which he reads every day up to today. This book speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ, although you find that it seems very hard to find him inside this book. But this book speaks about the Lord Jesus. The first section from chapter 1 to chapter 9, wisdom represents Jesus Christ. The first section, when it talks about wisdom, and all that wisdom did, if you study carefully, it points to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is Jesus Christ before He came down to this planet Earth. Remember that the name of Jesus Christ before He came down was the Word. His original name was the Word. So once in eternity, before the earth and all of creation were made, there was God the Father, God the Word, and God the Spirit. When Jesus Christ came to this planet earth, He took upon Himself the name Jesus Christ, which means the Anointed One. The word Christ means Anointed One, and Jesus means God is our salvation. So Jesus took that special name when He identified with us in human flesh. And therefore, from Jesus Christ's resurrection onwards, the name Jesus becomes associated with the second person of God, but that was not His original name. You will notice in the book of Revelation, His original name is mentioned again when He is mentioned coming in a white horse, and He says the name of the person on the white horse is called the Word of God. That is His original name. When He took upon a human flesh, He took the name Jesus Christ, which is why in the book of Philippians chapter 2, you notice that after He was raised from the dead, it says that God has to exalt the name of Jesus. See, that name was new. It was a new name revealed to mankind. When Jesus was risen from the dead, God exalted that name into the Godhead. And that name has today been associated with the second person of the Godhead. And it continues unto eternity. So Proverbs chapter 1 to chapter 9 speaks about Jesus the Word. Jesus before He manifested on this earth. And then Proverbs chapter 10, right on to chapter 24, speaks about the life and ministry of Jesus on the earth. And if you study very carefully, which we are giving you only clues, just like in the book of Psalms, we tell you there are five books, and the five books of Psalms are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So you could go deeper. In the book of Proverbs, speaks about Jesus before He came to this earth, and then Proverbs 10 to 24 speaks about the life of Jesus. And within those Proverbs that you find in chapter 10 to chapter 24, you can find many, many sayings. And many, many things that can be linked up to one or two verses of the four Gospels. Here and there, all over the place. And you could do a very thorough study if you want to go further on that. Finally, the third section is from 25 to 31, and you can possibly guess what it is. The last section speaks about Jesus manifesting in and through the church. Of course, we recognize Proverbs 31 is a wonderful verse for the wife that some of you who are single are looking for. The virtuous wife. And so some of you husbands wish that you had such a wife. We have one suggestion for you. Every day, read Proverbs 31 to your wife. But it's, we realize that it's concerned about our affairs on this earth. The entire book of Proverbs is concerned about our life on earth. And we can apply it. However, there is a spiritual truth which I'm bringing forth to you that is talking about the bride of Jesus Christ. That's from chapter 25 right on to chapter 31. And every chapter there speaks about one of the works of the body of Christ. And with that general outline, let's look over here in the book of Proverbs chapter 1 to chapter 9 in the first section. Since this entire first chapter speaks about the first section of 9 chapters speaks about Jesus Christ, we need to understand that Jesus Christ had upon Him the Holy Spirit to carry out His work. And the manifestation of Jesus Christ as the Word and as wisdom is prominent in this book. Let me just point to certain sections here. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. It says, "Turn at my reproof." This is wisdom speaking. "Surely I will pour out my spirit on you." See, wisdom is a spirit. Wisdom is not just information. Wisdom is a spirit. Do not get too concerned or too worried if you see some of the typology or allegory in the Bible as masculine or feminine. Here in the book of Proverbs, you see wisdom personified in a feminine sense. Do not get too concerned about that, because when we talk about masculine and feminine in the spirit world, we are talking about more or less the nature that God demonstrates to us. Just like we human beings are so limited, we could only either demonstrate a masculine characteristic or feminine characteristic. But we realize that God is both our Father and our Mother and our care. God is capable of giving the Father's love. God is capable of giving the Mother's love. God is capable of giving every other love that we need. God is capable of that. In the same way as the body of Christ is sometimes mentioned in the feminine sense. But that doesn't make all of us who are born again feminine. It just speaks about an aspect. The body of Christ is a bride. If it's a bride, then it's a she. But wait a minute, if it's the body of Christ, if the head is a he, how can the body be she? So our logic breaks down. So do not be too, what I call, natural as you approach the Bible. Because you'll find that it doesn't tally. One time it calls the church the bride of Christ, which is a she. And the other time it calls the church the body of Christ, which is a he. But when the Bible describes these things, it's talking to us more the aspects. Like the feminine nature tells us about a different nature that God that we have, the nature of the gentleness and all this nature that comes forth. And the masculine nature tells us the nature of leading or of going forward, of the provider, things like that. These are more different aspects of that God is manifesting. And so in the book of Proverbs, we see here in chapter 1 that wisdom is a spirit. Now we just point to a few verses to show how this first section talks about Jesus Christ before He came down. In chapter 3 of Proverbs, verse 19 and 20. Proverbs chapter 3, 19 and 20. "The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens.
By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down the dew. Now, this is harmonizing in complete harmony with John chapter 1, verse 1.